This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian soldiers are taking part in a U.S. military training program. AP correspondent Norman Hall with details.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says the exercises are not run-of-the-mill, but a moment in time when a difference can be made. Milley met with commanders at the Grafenwehr training area in Germany. Ukrainian troops will get lessons in the next 5 weeks on weapons, armored vehicles, and more sophisticated combat techniques as they prepare to defend their country against the Russian invasion. The course will teach them to effectively move and coordinate their company and battalion-sized units in battle using combined artillery, armor, and ground forces.
That's AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. The UN chief says in a new report that Al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremist groups are driving insecurity in central Mali and continue to clash near populated areas in the northern Gao and Manaka regions. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in the report to the UN Security Council that the level and frequency of violent incidents remain exceptionally high. Top Republicans continue criticizing U.S. President Joe Biden and his team for the handling of classified documents after Biden's time in office as vice president.
Then we want to collect more of the data, more of the information. Are these all the documents? Are there more out there?
That's House Speaker Kevin
Joint
McCarthy.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says the exercise.
The president under fire after the White House lawyer confirmed this weekend that five more pages of classified information was discovered when Justice Department officials came to collect the one classified page found last week at Biden's home in the state of Wilmington, Delaware. Biden's attorney, Richard Sauber, claimed they acted immediately and voluntarily, though critics say Biden's team should have been more transparent. This is VOA News. As the World Economic Forum gets underway in Davos, Switzerland, there's more criticism coming from Oxfam about how countries utilize their extreme wealth. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Hundreds of billionaires, dozens of government ministers and central bank governors are due to attend the World Economic Forum in Davos this week, seen as a get-together for the global super-rich. And the charity Oxfam says they are getting richer. Nabil Ahmed is from Oxfam America.
Davos is back in January. The Festival of Wealth is back. And we're bringing alarming new findings which show that, you know, the 1%, the richest 1% in the world, have grabbed nearly two-thirds of all new wealth created since 2020.
Oxfam says the source of that wealth is partly government money, emergency liquidity pumped into the global economy as the coronavirus pandemic forced countries into lockdown in 2020. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
On MLK Day, Biden spoke at a breakfast honoring their great civil rights leader. More from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
President Biden spoke about economic initiatives to help minority communities, combat racial discrimination in housing, and helping out historically black colleges and universities.
We've delivered nearly $6 billion in funding to HBCUs to invest in the next generation of black leaders. That's a record.
And the president added the only way to move forward on the issues so important to Dr. King is to do it together.
Let's be guided by Dr. King's light and by the charge of Scripture, which is, let us never grow weary in doing what is right. For if we do not give up, we will reap our harvest in due time.
Among the other speakers, the Reverend Martin Luther King III and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. I'm Shelley Adler.
Flags from Russia and Belarus have been banned from the site of the Australian Open after more than one was brought into the stands by spectators at the year's first Grand Slam tournament. Normally, flags can be displayed during matches at Melbourne Park, but Tennis Australia reversed that policy for the two countries involved in the invasion of Ukraine that began nearly a year ago. China announced its first overall population decline in recent years amid an aging society and plunging birth rate. The National Bureau of Statistics reported the country had 850,000 fewer people at the end of 2022 than over the previous year. It counts only the population of mainland China while excluding Hong Kong and Macau as well as foreign residents. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.